Hart's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program today. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I am coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday. We're tuning into God's frequency now. God is always broadcasting. He's got a word for you today. Thank you for tuning in your spiritual dials here to WGOD. We're going to hear a word. We're going to hear lots of words from the Son of God in Matthew chapter 24. The subject heading is, what will be the signs of your coming? What will be the signs of the end of the world? And later on in that discourse, he's going to mention the Old Testament saint named Noah. And he's going to say, just like it was back in his time in Noah's day, so it will be when I return. So he spent a whole chapter giving us signs so that we would know that his return is imminent. That's where we're at here today. This is part two of this message here, the days of Noah. I invite you to church tomorrow night. We are in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Famous chapter. We're looking at the whole chapter verse by verse, 6 o'clock here at Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Bonita River Drive, Merritt Island. Why don't you guys come by and visit on this Wednesday night? Much more informal than a Sunday morning. It's also streamed online on our Facebook page. It is streamed live at 6 o'clock. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you are invited. We'd love to see you. My sermon on Sunday, well, you're going to hear the sermon from this past Sunday here on the radio Wednesday and Thursday, and that was looking at this Melchizedek. We are in Hebrews chapter 7. That's where we were in. This week we'll be in chapter 8. Again, you're invited to attend one of our services. If you're new to the area, if you enjoy this radio program, then I encourage you and invite you to attend one of our services here at Island. Okay, here we go. This is part two of this message now, the days of Noah.
We don't know when he's coming back. The answer is strive. It's not yes, it's not no, it's not when. The answer is strive. Greek word agonizo. Like the Lord Jesus sweating great drops of blood. It says he agonized in prayer in the garden. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Because many will try to get in and will not be able. That's the right answer. I can die and leave this world and I know I'll feel comfortable in heaven. Instead of taking a position and 50% of the people are wrong. I don't want that to happen to me. My encouragement to you is always be looking up and strive. And that's a foolproof position that I guarantee you is right. Strive. Don't give up. Don't give up the fight. Keep on pressing on. Keep on serving the Lord here. Keep on looking for his return and don't give up. That is an infallible position for you to have this morning. Keep it up. Keep on serving the Lord. Keep on looking up. We could just go home now and call it a day. He who endures to the end will be saved, he says. I hope you don't leave the church because of a difference in eschatology. People have, but listen, let us all agree that many will try to get into the kingdom and will not be able. Let us all agree the time is coming when the door is going to be shut and your opportunity to escape, all of these things coming to pass, will be gone. Let us all agree that if you refuse love, that is, if you're upset that God loves you this morning, not only have you been deceived, but that you've been sent a strong delusion so that you will believe the lie, if you haven't been already. When the Lord Jesus is coming back, I do not know. But this I do know, that if you miss this, if you miss this gathering together of the elect, if you miss this, you are lost forever if you miss his return. Hear me now. Pre, mid, post, I don't know when it's happening, but if you miss his return, it's because you have rejected him here today on this sixth day of October 2024. If anyone in this church misses this, it's because you have said no. You're upset that God loves you this morning, and that it died for you, and that he shed his blood for you, and he welcomes you into his kingdom. And your sins and lawless deeds, he's promised, I will remember no more. You receive that or you reject it. But if you reject that, and if he cracks these skies and comes back, you're lost forever. Now, that's why he says in the Bible, even though he wrote it 2,000 years ago, he says, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day to receive Jesus Christ. You're not guaranteed of tomorrow. Now, let's move on here. Verse 29. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will wail. That's funny. I preach that out of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 7. Now there's your second scripture spoken by different people that when he comes back, instead of rejoicing like you people are going to do, people are going to wail when he comes back. What's your response going to be when he comes back? What are you people of Island Community Church, what are you going to do when Jesus comes back? You'll rejoice or you'll wail. You won't be nonchalant. You won't be saying religion's just a crutch for weak people. You'll be worshiping. The Bible says about the Antichrist, all that dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You're going to have to serve and worship somebody. So all the tribes of the earth will wail. This is verse 30. All the tribes of the earth will wail. They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet. And he will gather together. Wow, this sounds just like that rapture text. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. It's the same thing. If you notice in your Bible, you'll see a cross-reference linking these two verses together. Matthew 24:31 and 1 Thessalonians 4:16. You'll see it there in your margin. That means these translators are telling you these two things are the same event. A, B's told you when it's going to happen. See that? Immediately after the tribulation. Now, that's not a popular message, I know. What are you supposed to do? Strive. Strive is the answer. God's the principle. The tribulation is the final exam. We are the students. Now, he can and he will do as he chooses. He might call a heavenly recess and call everyone home. What's required of you and I is to strive. It's to trust God in the face of adversity to make you tough like David was. And if the Lord chooses, okay, again, that was verse 31. He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, if the Lord chooses to do that twice, and praise God, and please pass the jelly, right? Now here in verse 32, for the first time in this discourse, now he's going to introduce a parable. He hasn't been given parables. He's been going in order. Then. Last week he said, therefore, remember? Gave the mile marker to look for. When you see the Terminator walking around here, forcing people to take a mark of the beast. When you see that, head for the hills. Don't go down to get your jacket. Pray that you're not pregnant or with a child. That's because you won't be able to run as fast. That's why they say at airports when they're boarding a plane, what do they say? Women and children first. Because it takes them longer to get to where they're going. So here comes a parable, verse 32. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has become tender and puts forth leaves, you'll know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all of these things, know, or one translation says, recognize. That is, smell the coffee. Recognize that he is near, even at the door. So what does he mean by that? More Christian books have been written on this than any other subject in the Bible, I think, or topic. Because some people believe the fig tree here is that the Lord's talking about is some reference to Israel. So their understanding would go something like this. Learn this parable from the fig tree, or learn this parable about Israel. When its branch becomes tender and puts forth leaves, you'll know that summer is near. Meaning this, once the fig tree is blooming again, that is, once Israel becomes a nation again, you'll know his return is near. Now, Israel became a nation again May the 15th, 1948. People say that a generation is 40 years long. Right? The Lord says right here in the next verse, verse 34, surely I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. That would be the generation that was alive to see the rebirth of Israel. So add 40 years to 1948, and what do you have? You have a faulty understanding of Bible prophecy. You're wrong. The word's not, hello, guess what? The word's not wrong, you're wrong. For following those knuckleheads on TV that came up with this stuff. He's not talking about Israel. Here's my proof. Let me read that verse out of Luke 21, 29. Listen to what the Lord says. He says, then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all of the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is near. So you see, all he's saying is that when you see all the signs, it's like seeing leaves on a tree after a cold and barren winter. Or once you see cherry blossoms, if you are from Washington or that area, once you see cherry blossoms on a tree, you know what season it is. That's all he's saying here. When I lived in Colorado, up from the ground, even though there was snow on the ground, came these things that my late wife told me was something that was called a crocus. That's your sign. When you see crocuses coming up out of the ground, you'll know spring is around the corner. Now, I used to own two Christmas cactuses. Both died. Thank you to Marie, who gave me another one. But they're aptly named. So look at the Christmas cactus. When it starts to bloom, you will know that winter is near. Now, some people like Maria, I know, would like to deceive a Christmas cactus and put it in a closet and close the door. You see, that's how you know you're deceived. You think that something, darkness, is something, winter, when darkness is something else, you've been deceived. In New Jersey in October, oh, we loved October in New Jersey. It means all these acorns would fall. And we had acorn fights by the dozen every day. See, when you see the acorns on the ground, then you will know that Thanksgiving is near. That's all he's saying here. You don't have to buy my teaching tapes to understand. This is not a cryptic reference to something you won't understand without me. What he's saying is when you see these things, what things? We looked at last week. Wars, ethnic uprising, that is, nationalities hating each other, countries hating each other, wars, ethnic uprising, famines, pestilence like COVID, earthquakes. Here's a new one out of Luke 21. When you see the seas and the waves roaring and all of this stuff going on together, and list two, Christianity a crime. When you see false prophets everywhere, when you see all the temporary Christians falling away from the faith because they never expected any of this to happen. When you see people indifferent, he says, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. When you see all these things, it's just like a crocus that's coming up out of the ground. The generation that sees those things, not one at a time, but all together at the same time. That's how you understand. There's always been wars. But when you see these things, he says, when you see all of these things, recognize my return is near. The generation that sees all these things, he says, will ume, that is by no means, exclamation point, by no means pass away. Verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away, meaning you can take this to the bank. Now in verse 36, we're hit with the greatest uncertainty throughout the annals of time, the return of the Son of God. He says, but of that day and hour no one knows, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13:32 puts it this way, of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son. The Son of God says he doesn't know when he's coming back. No one knows, not Harold Camping, not Hal Lindsey, not Jack Van Impe, not Chuck Smith, and all those people that have set dates, not the cults, not the Jehovah's Witness, who says, oh, he came back, but he was invisible. No one knows. No one knows the day or the hour when he's coming back. No angel knows. He says he doesn't even know. And this is where we're living here right now. I believe he's waiting on you. You know, Peter says we can hasten the day of his return. It's when you and I get busy and fill these last seats. Maybe that's why when he says he doesn't know when he's coming back, that's dependent on us. That's where we're living right now. He's waiting on us. And now comes observation number two. For those that have ears to hear, we started with this parable. When you see these things, just like the tree, you'll know. Now here comes his observation number two. To recognize his return is near, but this is no parable like the first one was. Rather, this is a comparison. Now, here's that quote again from Dr. Criswell. Noah's day was characterized by a preoccupation with trivial matters and a neglect of spiritual matters. Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Church, we're living in these days of Noah here all over again. Verse 38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, church, you and I are pilgrims in an evil world that is doomed to destruction. An evil world that's oblivious to the coming and the current judgment of God, as is destined to be caught unprepared by the Lord's return, unprepared by the flood. Like saying, this could never affect me.
As for you, regarding being prepared, the Apostle Paul says, you are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You know it's coming, or you don't. All right, verse 40. And the days of Noah and sudden things transpiring. Starts with the word then. So we're in the middle of a flood. He gives that for the sign. And then the next word is the word then. Look at this, verse 40, Matthew 24, 40. And catch the word then. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, or in today's vernacular, we could say two women were making supper. One will be taken and one will be left. Now, taken is the Greek word paralambano. That means to receive near. Only time you'll ever find that in the Bible is John 14, 2, where the Lord Jesus said, if I go, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself. Is this word paralambano? To receive near. So two will be in the field. One will be received near. The other will be left. Left is the Greek word aphiemi. It's the Greek word for a divorce. Just like that old TV show, right? Divorce court. Why are you divorcing? Well, what are the irreconcilable differences, right? Well, here's the mother of them all. If you miss this, the word means to divorce. It means to disregard. It means to abandon something or someone, or it means to forsake someone or forsake something. Then two will be in the field. One will be paralambano. The other will be aphiemi. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be received near, the other will be left behind or abandoned. Then he says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and he would have not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, that is, since you've got no idea when this is going to happen, he hits you with a therefore. Therefore, you also be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect him to. So I leave you with this. Notice, please, the Lord's utmost urgency not to miss this. Okay? Don't believe the lies out there that if you miss this, you have another chance. Don't believe that. If you miss this, it's because you've rejected Jesus Christ here today, at least up until 11:45 on this Sunday morning. If you miss this, it's because you've rejected him. You're either one of two people in this. You're either received or you're forsaken. There's no option three. You can't have this happen to you and go, I'll make it right now. You see, now is the time to make it right. Now is the time. Now is the accepted time, he says. So therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So, again, notice the urgency not to miss this. Verse 42 is the command, watch therefore. Verse 44 is another command, be ready. So watch and be ready. Watch and be ready. That's his word for the church of Jesus Christ today, is watch and be ready. For the thief is coming back soon, and he's coming back to remove all of his jewels. Thieves steal valuables. They leave the muck behind. Is he coming back for you, friend? Is he coming back for you? Don't be caught off guard by the flood. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you in the house. We praise your holy name in this house. Lord, we don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I call on your name. I claim one of these last chairs here for myself. I call on you, Jesus Christ. I receive you as my Lord and Savior today. I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today. I pray you would deliver me from this coming hour of darkness here. Write my name in your book of life, and I claim this seat here for my own. Forgive me for all of these sins I've committed. I repent. I leave them behind. I change my mind. And I choose you today, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Now, I like to read this football column called Things I Think. So here's what I think, and then everyone's dismissed here. I believe it's no coincidence that this sermon's been sitting on my desk for 5 weeks. And I don't mean I'm not singling out again people who have suffered terribly in this ordeal here in Florida and further north and saying that they were to blame for anything or that they were unprepared for that. How could you be prepared for something like that? But the Lord Jesus in today's text is just giving you an example for what this is going to look like. Not to make light of anything, because we don't. It's an example to see what this is going to look like when he's returned, when he returns. And it'll be just that fast. It'll be just that fast of shelves filled with water. It'll be just that fast. People taking thine ease and doing their own thing. And then suddenly, according to the Lord Jesus himself, out of his own mouth, right in the midst of all this, he says, two will be standing over here talking. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be preparing supper. One will be taken, one will be left. Then he says, better watch out, friend. Better watch out. Because you do not know when this is going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, on that note,
you have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.